Okay, we're beginning our class in Tanakh, and I recommend that you familiarize yourself with the map of Israel. It will make your stay here more alive. Don't just hop on a bus and go somewhere. Make it alive. Educationally, by the way, you make a trip, I recommend print out a map and look at the map where you're going. It makes the trip more alive. So when we draw the map of Israel, let's draw an imaginary map, okay? So, on our eastern front, what's our eastern border? What do we have over here?
Syria, Jordan.
We draw up here. What is this? The?
What?
We have up here. What's the name of this sea in Hebrew?
Sea of Galilee.
We have the Kinneret that spills down into the Jordan. And then down here, what do we have? Which sea is this one down here?
Yamamelah.
Okay. On our western side, what's our big sea on our western side? We have the Mediterranean, Yam HaTichon. So when we're drawing a map, we begin with that. Kinneret, Jordan, Dead Sea. Yam HaTichon. When you take the upper tip of the Dead Sea and you go left, a third of the map, a third of the way in, what do you have? Jerusalem. So now we have our base marks. We can start. We know, let's do a quick review. I highly recommend you guys master this because it's a very good thing to do whenever you start with your guys in Bnei Akiva. Let's review world history. Creation, Adam, Eve, three children named? Shet, Cain, Hevel. Cain murders Hevel, half of the world just died. And the world continues through Shet, Seth, right? We have 10 generations from Adam to Noah. We have the flood and restart. Noah has three sons. Very good. You said Shem, Ham, and Yefet. When we say Semites, right? Pat Buchanan was a known anti-Semite. He wanted to be president of the United States. They asked him, are you an anti-Semite? He said, well, the Arabs are Semites and I'm not anti-Arab. So Shem, Semites, come from Shem, right? So we have Shem, Ham, and Yefet. Ham has many children, one of which is named Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a human being, the son of Ham. We have 10 generations from Noah to Avram running through Shem. Shem has a grandson named Aver. Aver is the one who remains faithful to the ancient tongue that they had on tradition from Adam. Everyone else has other languages, and that's why we call it Ivrit, the language of Aver, the one who held on to that language, the ancient language. Ivrit also means the language of the other side of the Euphrates, Aver HaNahar. So we have Ibru, Aver, yes? 10 generations to Avram. Avram has many children. The famous one is Yitzchak. Then he has Yishmael, and many children, one of which is named Midian. The Midianites are descendants of a man named Midian, who is the son of Avram Avinu, right? In the Torah it says, what I just told you, you could open Genesis, Bereshit, and see it in the Torah. So we said, creation, 10 generations to Noah, 10 generations to Avram, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Yaakov has 12 sons, one of which is named Levi. Levi has a son named Amram. Amram has a son named Moshe, yeah? Well, I skipped a generation.
So
Levi's daughter is Yocheved. Amram is his grandson. Levi has a daughter, Yocheved, whose son is Moshe. Amram is a grandson. He married his aunt. We have Moshe Rabbeinu. The year that Avram Avinu is born is 1948. 1,948 years from creation, Avram is born. When Avram is 52 years old, he discovers his creator at the year 2000. And then in the year... when Avram is 100 years old in the year 2048, he has the great vision that his children will be foreigners in a foreign land for 400 years. And he has the son Yitzchak, and actually he has the little earlier, we'll leave that for now. And in the year 2448, we leave Mitzrayim. We spend 40 years in the desert, 2488, we enter Israel under the leadership of Yoshua bin Nun, Yoshua the son of the fish. And and we have the period of judges. Yes? Now, when we enter the land of Israel, so we have the Jewish people inside Israel, we have Eber Yarden, the eastern side of the Jordan. The eastern side of the Jordan is almost as big as all of Israel, right? So where we are holding in our story, we have appointed our first king, Saul. Shaul is tremendously pious, he gets killed at war, and he and his three sons are mutilated, killed, and taken into Philistine territory. The people of Yavesh Gilad, who can find Yavesh Gilad on our maps? Try north, try eastern side of the Jordan. Gilad is on the eastern side of the Jordan. Can you find Yavesh Gilad on your maps? Yavesh Gilad. By the way, for 20 shekel, you can buy a map. So, get maps and bookstores, you can buy good maps.
Does it say it here, in this map?
Where do we have Yavesh Gilad? There's Ramot Gilad. I don't see Yavesh Gilad on these maps. Okay, so we'll leave that hanging for now. It's near Gilad. It's over there in the northeastern side. I don't see it on any of these. I don't see it on any of these maps. Okay, so we'll move forward. But it's there. It's near Gilad. Yavesh Gilad is near Gilad. It's on the eastern side of the Jordan. So it's somewhere over here, the area of Yavesh Gilad, somewhere on this side of the Jordan. The people of Yavesh Gilad go and recapture Saul's body from Philistine territory. They bring it into Israel. Now, David is appointed king in Hebron. Where is Hebron on our maps? Look at Jerusalem and find me Hebron. Where is Hebron?
Hey. You found it first. That's not
so okay. So you guys have this big map.
You keep it up?
What? Okay. Now, I just want to explain. Hebron till today, Hebron is the name of a mountainous region, meaning all of this is really Hebron. We today have many Jewish communities around Hebron, because Hebron is a mountainous region, and this was true in King David's time also. So David HaMelech is being taken to the southern part of Judean territory, and he is appointed king, and he will spend 7 years down here in the mountainous regions of Hebron. Hebron, again, is not one city, but rather it's the name of an area, the mountains of Hebron. Notice, how do I identify Hebron? If we said we take the northern tip of the Dead Sea and go a third into the map to find Jerusalem, so if we go directly south of Jerusalem, corresponding to the middle of the Dead Sea, we have Hebron. All of this is Judean territory. So, you guys can have your map back. Thank you very much. You will notice that Judean territory and Benjamin territory border on one another. And these are the two most powerful tribes. The only problem is that a few decades earlier, when there was civil war, most of the tribe of Benjamin was eradicated. And then Shaul from the tribe of Benjamin was appointed king. Now Shaul was killed, and his chief general appoints his son, who was not out at war, who was at home watching the home front, a big tzaddik, he was responsible for the home. He appoints him king, but he doesn't do it in Israel. He does it in stages. What he does is, first he takes him to the eastern side of the Jordan, and he appoints him as king there. Let's see the order of places, you guys can find them on the maps. And then tell me why you think he did this order. Okay? So, first, he takes, his name is Ish-Boshet. And first, he appoints him king over Gilad. You guys see Gilad out here? So that's very far from Israeli territory.
Wasn't Ish-Boshet a meme?
No, that was Mephibosheth. Very good. Yes. So, he first appoints him in Gilad territory, way away from Israel, almost on the outer border. Then he appoints him on the tribe of Asher, all the way in the north, up here, the tribe of Asher. Then he moves down to Yisrael, which is about here. And then he appoints him over the tribe of Ephraim. You guys see the tribe of Ephraim down here. And then the tribe of Benjamin, right here. And then all of Israel, which includes the south. What's the logic in doing this? Look at his method. He starts in Gilad, he goes up to Asher, he goes down to Israel, he goes down to Ephraim, Binyamin, and then gets everything. What's the logic? What do you say?
He's conquering them.
He's conquering them. And he's starting far from David. He knows David is here in Judean Tori. The Philistines are here. So he's going to start the kingdom as far out as he can. And he works his way in and down. And he says, Hashem promised Binyamin, you're still going to have kings. Okay, so now civil war is about to erupt. Because David and his men are going to try to stop Ishbosheth. And Avner takes his troops, and David sends his men, and they meet in Givon, which is in Benjamin territory. They meet by a pool of water, and they're both camped on both sides. Jew opposite Jew. And we're going to have to pick up here. Next time we're out of time, it's 10 o'clock.
Why do they play games?